Hit it. Yeah,
Welcome.
We're on. I checked it.
Yeah, very good. Welcome,
yeah,
ladies and gentlemen.
The music is low.
Okay.
But
yeah, I'm gonna.
That's life.
Yeah.
Ah, well.
I'm just gonna have to re-record all of the music, intro music, louder because for some reason this new computer doesn't play it at the same volume as the old one. But at least we're going live. That's the important thing. All right, folks.
Hi,
welcome,
everybody. We're on the air.
All right. Yes. And today we're going to have a special show. We're going to be reading an article on Think Outside the Beast, which is Brother Hebert's website. Mm-hmm. And he does our show on Sundays, right after Voice of Christian Israel. And that's him, Brother Hebert. And he's got an outstanding website, thinkoutsidethebeast.com. And this article is entitled Adam and Eve. And it's a comparison of what we in identity teach about.
And it's not a transgender article. It's not Adam and Steve. It's
right?
Adam and Eve.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Like the city of San Francisco has a former male. Now turned female police chief and a former female turned male fire chief, and I don't know what the mayor is. The mayor's probably an alien from Mexico, no doubt. Okay? Actually,
or
I think it is.
From Planet X.
Planet X, right?
Yeah.
Planet XYZ. All right. And so this is really refreshing. You know, I found this by accident. While I was researching from actually material for this morning's recording on Yahweh's Signs of the End Times with Pastor Andrew Carrington Hitchcock. And this came up in my search for material, and I was pleasantly surprised when it was Think Outside the Beast.
Think Outside the Beast is a gold mine, man.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm there.
Yeah, right.
Guess who contacted me today?
Okay, what, Trump?
I got some Paul Mullett.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
I had a lovely conversation with him.
Great.
On the telephone. He's going to be listening in.
Uh-huh.
And he's got things together. He has had some serious health problems.
Okay.
As have many, many people.
Right.
And,
yeah, it's been.
He had to back out for a while, and he's got his publication thing going again. But he's not pastoring a full church up there, and he doesn't want to come back on the air because his health is still not 100%. But he says hi to everybody.
Very
I've
good.
Had, I've had Paul in my prayers for some time, and it was just so good. I got a new newsletter from him, and I called him on the phone right away. I said, "Oh, Paul, I'm so glad to hear from you." So we had a nice conversation. He is a dear brother. I have always liked Paul.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
and,
yeah.
Just a straight-up CI preacher, and wish him well, and just, man.
Yeah.
So that made my day. That really did.
Yeah. Well,
to
he came
to hear from brother.
Yeah, he came to the Feast of Passover about a year ago, so it'd be about a year and a half ago now, and that was very enjoyable. He taught a lesson at Feast of Passover, but his family responsibilities. He's got two children. He's got, and he basically is a farmer. He has to take care of that farm that he's got. He's got sheep and
goats.
Yep, he's
got livestock.
Right.
His wife works.
Yeah.
And he's got to take care of the kids and the farm. And with the health problems that he had, that's very, very difficult. So,
yeah, it takes a lot of time.
If y'all can keep Paul in your prayers and ask for Yahweh's healing hand on him,
amen.
He sure has healed me. I mean, I'm back into archery and I'm shooting every day. Right here in the apartment, I have a target butt, and I use the bow as therapy to exercise and stretch muscles in my chest and get everything lined up and healed. And getting ready for the upcoming battle, brothers and sisters, because it's coming.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you can see it. You don't need you don't need a weatherman to see which way the wind blows. Remember that one?
Crystal ball. All right, the Eurofolk Radio is not opening for me in Internet Explorer, so I'm going to try Google.
Gargle. Oh,
yeah, right. Okay. Oops.
But I've got the chat room up, and Swamp Fox is in there. Brother Abear's in there. Israelite right. One's in there. That's Leroy. Hi.
Hi, guys.
And,
okay.
Just, you know, the crew.
Yeah.
We got a whole big gang of people in the chat. They're just not posting.
Right.
Everybody wants the live YCP. It's an exciting show.
Right. Yeah. Well, but, we'll have to make sure it is.
We've got Adam and Eve up. I have that on the big screen here. Both of them are big screen, but this is the big, big screen. And it starts out, the churches teach that Adam and Eve were the first and only two people to initially inhabit the earth. That's false.
Of course it is, yeah.
The serpent was a typical slithering snake that talked to Eve.
Yeah.
That's false. Eve ate an actual apple. That's false. The trees in the Garden of Eden were just regular plain garden variety trees.
Mm-hmm.
All races came from Adam and Eve and are all equal. And basically, what it says here is the churches teach the lies of Judaism.
Wow, that's so refreshing.
I mean, you know.
To hear the truth plainly stated. It's so refreshing.
Well, I mean, Brother Abear has redone his homepage and the website.
Yeah, it looks great.
It is just outstanding. You did a beautiful job.
Yeah.
Beautiful, beautiful job, Rob.
Yes. And I see he's got boy. All every whosoever by Arnold Kennedy. I see he's got various authors. It's all. It's
oh,
all,
he's got. It's like I said. It's a gold mine. I go there, and he's just got all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, the, what is it, Joseph of Arimathea and the Missing Years of Christ.
Oh, yeah.
That looks really interesting. Kids Corner Quiz.
So that's this is all one word.
Wait, genocide?
Think outside the beast, no breaks.
Right.
All lowercase letter, thinkoutsidethebeast.com.
Yeah.
And well, that'll get you there, and... boy, oh boy!
Yeah, if Cole is listening, he called me by phone, and he might be listening via app. He's trying to confront a Judeo pastor who said exactly this stuff. You know, he believes Adam and Eve were the first and only two people to initially inhabit the earth.
Yeah, and two white people had black kids.
Right. Yeah, and so, you know, he didn't know how to argue against this. You know, it's you just have to study hard and, you know, basically study Christian identity, Genesis 1 and 2 and 3 for the lowdown and the word studies. You know, no one outside of identity has ever gotten this correct. You know, well, of course, he goes right into it. Let's just, I'll jump into it. Adam is defined as H121, Adam, the same as H120, the race. Adam, the name of the first man.
All okay. Right. Now, that has the Hebrew article one a capital letter for a proper name. It's Ha Adam, the Adam, a specific Adam.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
The other creatures on the earth were, there were some Adam, but that's a small A Adam.
Right.
The progenitor, the patriarch of our race, was the Adam.
Right.
And there were other creatures, bipedal hominids, on the planet. They were here.
Yeah, archaeology proves it.
That's what the devil mixed with. That's who Cain married.
Right.
He went out and he married in with some of these others, and that race was born of the satanic seed line. See?
Yep.
It speaks volumes what they don't tell you in the churches.
Right.
They tell you their doctrine and dogma, and they expect you to believe that that's all there is. They ain't no mo'. Well.
No mo'.
That's not so. H-119 is Adam Ruddy. Okay, that's a description. Okay, then you got Adamah, which means the red soil. Now that's what Adam was formed from. That's why he has the ruddy appearance. He was formed from the Adamah. If you get into the word study in the in the scripture, now he has Ha Adam down in the next paragraph. Okay,
okay.
In the original language. The species of Adam is a lowercase a, and the proper name is Ha Adam with a capital A if you do it in English, because they don't have capitals in the Hebrew.
Okay? Right. Yeah, nor to have punctuation.
Right. That is correct.
Yes.
It all runs together. And if you do not know how to read the Hebrew, it's going to be very confusing.
Right. And the same is true for the early Greek. I forget the terminology.
Yeah, Koine Greek, yes.
Yeah, it's very difficult.
Right.
It takes experts.
Now, modern Hebrew reads from right to left. But in the original, it started at the right, went all the way over to the left, dropped down one line, and then read.
Yeah.
From left to right, went to the end of that line, dropped down to the next line, and then read from right to left. It was a zigzag.
Right. Booster feed
driver. And then you talk about getting confused. You could imagine all the work that I had to do for these translators.
Oh, man, yeah.
Swampfuck says I might be a little loud.
Oh, okay.
I'm that way in person.
All right, let me see if I can pull Pastor Steve back a little bit here.
Yeah, picking the VU meter, I ought to be on channel B, me back a little. Yeah, okay.
Right, yeah. All right. Okay.
Do that be better, Swampfuck?
Yeah.
Do I be jamming, bro? Oh, you can tell I'm fired up tonight.
After
getting a hold of Paul, my spirits are really lifted because I love that man. He's a wonderful man. He's a great writer. All his articles are dead on accurate.
Oh, yeah.
Just really, wow.
Yeah. So. Yeah, it's just a shame that he's got all these health problems and financial
pull
problems.
Pull the rest of you up. Oh, man.
Yeah.
Leroy.
And we'll all be echoing.
Getting on my head there.
Right.
But,
okay. And so Adam, the H119 ruddy, that is, well, human being, that's how they describe it.
Yeah, blood in the face. Okay?
Yeah.
Ruddy complexion. That's how they described King Dawid.
Right.
Mm-hmm. He was ruddy and fair, means mm-hmm. he had white skin with ruddy, rosy cheeks.
Right.
And mm-hmm. he would blush.
Yeah.
That just describes our people. And they have tried to pile all these other people with their mistranslations, mankind.
Right.
No,
yeah, that's
it's Adam kind and then Enosh.
Right.
Or Ish. There's
mortal. Enosh is mortal.
That's the weak man, the mortal.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Ish is just a male designator. But in these passages, it's Adam or Ha-Adam,
uh-huh.
which is very specific. It's a racial designator rather than a generality, which is
Absolutely.
What the churches teach. They teach generalities.
Amen.
One size fits all. Well, no, that's not so.
Yes, yes.
So,
and then he continues, all the races did not come from Adam. All the other races did not fit the definition and descriptions of Adam. And that's dead on.
Absolutely correct.
Yeah. And from archaeology, we know that all the races were here before 6,000 B.C. or even 7,000 B.C.
Those are the ones that the Nakash perverted and subverted. They was doing experiments. There were civilizations before Ha-Adam. Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Because if you read in Genesis, the land had become
mm-hmm.
chaotic and empty. They try to generalize that the land was chaotic and empty. No, the land had become. It was not chaotic and empty before when the fallen angels came to this planet after they were kicked out of their first estate. There was war in heaven. Well, there mm-hmm. were battles going on here, and there will be battles going on against these creatures, which are still here in the end times. And mm-hmm. the avenging messengers, the mighty messengers, coming with Yeshua will do battle and defeat the fallen ones. And those of the bipedal hominids that have aligned themselves with them and their progeny, the Antichrist Zionist Talmudists, they will be tares. They will be destroyed. Now, there are some that are not Adamic, that are not the enemies of Yahweh or the white race. They will not be totally destroyed, but there's only going to be a few. But they will receive a blessing that does not make them Israel, does not give them divine bodies to be restored into, because we're going to be restored to what we were before the sin. They will live a normal life.
Mm-hmm.
They will pass on. They will have children. They will be outside of the gates of New Jerusalem, and they will be hewers of wood and drawers of water. They will be happy because they will not have all this horror going on that is brought on by the seed line of
mm-hmm.
the devil. The physical seed line, which exists, of the devil. And that's another thing that the churches don't teach, is that there is a physical seed line of
right.
the evil one. And the book of John, chapter 8:44, tells that. Yeshua himself said that. You are of your father's, the devil.
Mm-hmm.
And the lust of your father you seek to do. He was a liar and a murderer from the beginning. Well, that's the seed of Cain, who was prompted by his DNA from his father, the Nakash, the serpent race, okay? Let's just put it that way. That's the easiest way to phrase it.
Yeah.
This website explains all of that.
Yeah.
If you really want an education, there is so much information on these sites. It would behoove you to investigate, because stuff that we don't get around to here, I mean, we only have so many hours to do these shows. And we give a lot of information, but there are little tidbits and little goodies, and it's so clearly explained, the same way he does his shows, the word study shows. It is crystal clear. He goes into extreme detail. That's that format for that show.
Yes.
It is necessary, because a lot of people, well, what does this mean? Well, you'll find out what it means if you listen to that show. He goes into extreme detail.
Right, right.
Which is the whole thing.
Yeah,
go
let
on,
me.
I've run off with
it. Yeah. Let me drop down. You already mentioned the Ha'adam. He goes into that in one paragraph, but the paragraph after, well, actually, the end of that paragraph, we are the literal children of the Most High. Only those of us descended from the Adam and the Eve. Okay? Those are the only ones. And the exclusive covenants belong only to the direct descendants of that man Adam and that woman Eve, that is Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and Noah and his wife, etc., etc. So that's a very exclusive seed line. The seed line gets narrowed down historically until we have the 12 tribes of Israel, and then you know, the rest of history proceeds with the 12 tribes of Israel leading us into the kingdom.
Well, I listened to the Compere audio today, and he quite clearly points out that all Israel will not be saved.
Uh-huh.
Just those that are in obedience, because there's a lot of Israel that have chosen the dark side.
That's right.
And they will be numbered among the tares. And we warn them, and we warn them, and we exhort them to righteousness. And they studiously avoid the issue. They love their stuff. They're in the world. They're of the world. And they're going to suffer the fate of the world. If they love their stuff is going to burn, and they're going to burn with it. And you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink. What else can we do? They have to make a willing decision. You can't shove it down their throats. It's fake then.
Yeah. Right. Right. So
like the churches, they're fake.
Yes. That's right. When Yahweh created the earth and the living creatures, he created each species, male and female. That's exactly what Genesis 1 says.
Precisely.
Yeah, he started with the creatures of the waters, then the fowls of the sky. Next came the livestock, creeping things, and beasts of the earth. Now, very often, I'm anglicizing chaya. Che is the word in the Hebrew that simply means living thing.
Living creatures, mm-hmm. Having life.
Mm-hmm.
Nefesh kaya.
Right. Now, the beasts of the earth, they have the breath of life. That means they have lungs and breathe air. Okay? Those are the land animals. But then it's all kind after kind, which has never changed.
Actually, it should read, and it does in my translations, species after species.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yes,
that's more
very specific. They didn't, the animals didn't mix.
Right.
Where there is mixture
and they still
of
don't.
Animals, if there is mixture of animals, it was done artificially by wicked men doing genetic experimentation.
By wicked Jews.
It is not a natural process.
Right. Yeah, amen, amen.
Like the mule, okay?
Right.
That's
a hybrid.
The offspring of a donkey and a horse.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a natural animal. The swine is a hybrid. That's why we are prohibited from eating it. It's a mongrel beast and is unclean. It retains the toxins in its flesh where normal animals expel those toxins in their excrement.
Right.
Swine does not. They're poisonous.
Yeah.
You don't eat them. They are cannibals. They will kill and eat their own.
Right. Yeah, if anybody wants pickled pig's feet, the pig has an extra excretory channel that runs down its legs, and it kind of oozes stuff, oozes icky stuff all day long, and that runs down, I believe, all four legs of a pig.
All right, okay. You get around a cattle farm. And they have the grass excrement that they do. But you get around a pig farm, you can smell it from 5 miles
away.
They stink so bad, and they are filthy. They roll in it.
Oh, yeah.
It doesn't hurt them. They are nasty.
That's right. They're nasty creatures.
And they are dangerous. You get a big hog, or you get a sow with piglets, they will attack, kill, and eat a human being.
Right. Yes, they will. They're vicious.
They're vicious. They're horribly.
Yeah, and in the wild, the boar in Arkansas, they can go up to 500-600 pounds. They get gigantic.
What is the mix that makes a pig? We don't know. It was done before we had records of it.
Oh.
But it is a hybrid animal. It has human DNA.
Wow. Okay.
Yes,
well,
it does.
Nakash.
It does. They use pig parts for surgery, heart valves, et cetera.
Yes, they do. Yeah.
Because it is compatible with humans because it has some human DNA in its characteristics.
Yeah.
Wow. So, go Razorbacks. Oh, Swamp Fox.
Yeah, right.
You get a demerit. Yeah. Oh, the Arkansas.
Yeah, right. We are Kansas. All right. Okay. So, now you can see, again, all kind after kind, or species after species, and throughout history, this law has not changed. What?
Brother Hebert, Homo sapiens.
Yeah, right.
Oh, no. Oh.
Okay. Oh. Not sure whether to give it the merit for that one or not.
Oh, man.
That one's iffy. Just, all right. All right.
That's bad.
Now, throughout history, and even through 99.999% of all species, there is no mixing. It's only the bipeds that mix. Okay, and that's because the Jews are the ones promoting the mixing. Even blacks, you know, before, when the Israelites encountered blacks, which was very rarely, they would have a war. They would not mix. They would simply have a war. And the same goes for other human species throughout history.
They are not like the American hybrid Negro.
Uh-huh.
The blacks from over there are black.
Yeah.
They have completely different features and physical structure.
Mm-hmm.
The hybrid American Negro is a mongrel.
Right.
Well, I'll be a black American, though. No, you be a mongrel. That's what you be.
Yes. And then he quotes Matthew 19:4, and he answered and said unto them, have you not read that he which made them at the beginning made them male and female? So all species were created both male and female. And however, Adam was formed, not bara created. Adam was formed in Genesis chapter 2, not created.
The Adam,
yes. Okay. And then 128.
That progenitor was a higher form of Adam than the other Adam.
Right.
Okay. Right. That was to be imbued with characteristics to carry through up until this day. And if you are a pure Adam from Ha Adam, you're special.
Mm-hmm.
special.
Care. I'm special. And God bless them, and God said unto them,
be special, Ed. Yeah,
right.
Special Ed.
Be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it. Now,
well,
this
that's
is only
a big problem today because they got a lot of those fruitfuls.
Yeah, right. Right, right.
Lots of fruitful.
Yeah, and have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. Now, this is only given to Adam, the Adamic species, this command, all right, to go and have dominion over planet Earth. So,
well, that's why the satanic seed line hates us.
Right.
We were to have dominion and to straighten out this mess after this war that was down here. And Halel, Hashatan, was very angry that he was not to have his own planet, that he was to be supplanted by Ha-Adam. So there has been enmity between Ha-Adam and the fallen ones ever since. That's why he corrupted Eve, and Eve had Cain. That was, see, he can't create. He can only corrupt what Yahweh has created.
So, mm-hmm. There's a question, seven of some. What were the permissible trees in the garden that Adam seemed to have a problem with? Okay, well, that's covered in Genesis chapter 2 and leading into Genesis chapter 3. Genesis 3:1 is where we encountered a Nakash that was more cunning and subtle than all the other beasts.
The trees are not trees. Those are metaphors for different races.
Yeah,
okay.
In some cases, it's literal.
He did not have a problem with anyone except the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, and there was only one tree, and that was the devil. He was not to touch it, which is naga, to lay with sexually.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a sexual connotation. I explain that in my Torah translations. I really go into detail. And in the early word for words, if you get on my website or the EFR archives, where I go into that explanation in Genesis, you will get a real education. So you need to listen to those shows because that's where it starts.
Well, those passages where it said as Adam and Eve can eat the fruit of the tree in the garden. Except the tree that has knowledge of good and evil. Okay, so the acceptable trees are literal trees, but a tree that has knowledge of good and evil cannot be a literal tree. Okay, so that is metaphorical. All right, so it's a pretty simple explanation there. Okay, but again, the Judeos gloss over that, and they think it's Brother Hebert said at the very top, they talk about an apple, but there's no apple mentioned in the Genesis account anywhere. Okay? So they jump to conclusions, make things up, because they don't want to deal with the truth. Yeah.
No, it would debunk their theology, and they would lose money from their collection plate because it would offend people.
Right, yes. So so actually what we have the Judeo churches, which are essentially run by Jews, and the evolution theorists, which are also run by Jews, having this false dichotomy between evolution and a fast track, what do you call it? If all races came from two white people, that's not evolution. What is that? It's devolution. It's devolution, right?
Yeah.
And none of that. There's no, there's no evidence at all for either one. Okay. So again, this is an issue where only Christian identity understands what the Bible is really saying. Okay.
Well, we're the only ones that have the guts to put it out there.
Right.
You know? Oh, you're yes. a hater, Pat right. and Steve. You're a hater.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Okay, I hate the devil. Yes. I hate his children. I hate what they do. And
yeah,
I just sit around thinking about it, sharpening my swords up.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, now I see that. Well, this document is more about Adam and Eve, but let me just read the next. The verses 28 through 30 was a hunter-gatherer age of Adamites, the species. And, of course, it was hunter-gatherers of all species, of all hominids. Okay.
Right.
The various hominids existing on the earth, they were all hunter-gatherers at this stage. And we still have some species that are still hunter-gatherers, have not evolved at all. Right?
Correct.
So there's proof that evolution doesn't happen. All right, Genesis 1:31, and God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. And the evening and the morning were the sixth day. Now, the word day comes from the Hebrew yom, which is, in this
period
context,
of time or yeah, age.
Age, era, et cetera, et cetera.
Right.
So it's not what in Genesis chapter 1, it's not six literal days, it's six eras or eons.
Mm-hmm. Eons.
Yeah, okay. So this was the last age day because we have a day of rest coming. And that's the seventh day, which is set apart. But Genesis 2:1, thus the heavens and the earth were finished and all the host of them. Now, this is very interesting. This is something the churches also miss. Host comes from the Tzaba Tziba, meaning armies or servants, a mass of people, spiritual and or physical beings. Okay?
That's correct. An army... Mm-hmm. is considered a host.
Right.
Okay.
Host means masses, means innumerable multitudes is really what it means, okay? The whole host of spiritual beings that work for and serve Yahweh in the invisible world.
That's okay? correct.
And it's from that invisible world that this physical world precipitates, for lack of a better
correct.
Word, okay? Genesis 2:2, and on the seventh day God ended his work which he had made, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had made. Okay.
All right, there's, yeah. he rested.
Yes.
He ceased from working.
Right.
Specifically, not just rested, that word that is used for that means to cease and desist from all labor.
Yeah. But
it's
in this
a
case,
complicated definition, but it's
right. It is.
That's what it means.
Yes.
One word doesn't cover it.
Right. Yeah. Well, in Genesis 1, it's bara, which is translated as created, which is something brand new. Okay.
And
then,
created.
Yeah. And then in chapter 2, it is yatsar, I believe. Yes. Yes, it is yatsar. Which is formed. So it's not something brand new. It is something that exists already, has been transformed into something else.
He was formed from the components of the Adama, the red soil, all the components necessary to create Ha-Adam were on the planet. And
mm-hmm.
that's how he did it. He put it all together and constructed Ha-Adam.
Yes. Adam became a living soul. No other creation has this specified, only Adam. They have life but no spirit. The breath of life is the upgrade, the DNA, the spirit of Yahweh that was breathed into Adam, the man, the white man. The personally selected male from the species chosen by Yahweh. Now Adam, the man, became a living soul, or he was upgraded. That's a good term, upgraded.
That
he was
correct.
He was
enhanced.
That's like when you go to the used car, not the used car lot, the car rental, and you get a Ford Taurus, and you upgrade to a Mercedes, right? That's an upgrade, okay? Yahweh planted his first son made in his image into a mortal body, which became immortal until Adam sinned and lost his Shekinah glory. So what happened to Adam has to be reversed in Yeshua.
That's what he did. He was a mirror image, the reverse of the first man.
That's right.
The first man brought death. The second man brought life.
Yes.
Okay. That's the simplistic version of it.
Right.
We have life and restoration to our status through Yeshua.
We will
be restored, redeemed. We will regain, after the big battle, our divine status.
Yes. Well, here, let me just go on because I want to talk about the spirit of the Adamic race. Jasher 1:2, and God formed man from the ground. He blew into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul endowed with speech. And I don't know if we have a concordance for the book of Jasher, but this would be Adam in Jasher as well.
That's
breath
correct.
In verse 7 is Neshama, H5397, divine inspiration, intellect, soul, spirit. Now you can see in the white race the fact that we are such a creative species, an inventive species, a building species, that you could easily say that 97% or more of the world's inventions, such as jet airplanes, refrigerators, automatic dishwashers, railroads, roads, cars, have been invented by the Adamic species and by none other.
Yeah, the hula hoop.
Yeah. Right? and then everybody steals our ideas and makes them cheaper than we do, and then we wind up buying that stuff that we invented from them. Okay? That's the way it works, folks. Something's wrong with this picture here. But it's very clear if you compare European civilization, let's say 1800, with the beautiful architecture and the roads, and I think we had telegraphy already, and all kinds of new scientific developments occurring exclusively by the white race and none other. Okay? You may have had one Chinaman here and there, you know, like gunpowder. I guess they say they invented gunpowder. They actually invented spaghetti, not the Italians, right? But in Africa, no inventions whatsoever. They didn't even invent the wheel. So there's no comparison. We are the ones that have this special spirit that is creative and sensitive and is in tune with the spirit world, okay? That we can get all of this, intuition, cognition from above, etc., etc., okay? And no other race has ever had any, and the productivity of our race is absolute proof that we have this special spirit, no doubt about it. Over to you.
We've invented all the machinery. This is all divine inspiration. The knowledge was given to us by Yahweh.
That's amen.
I mean, He has not blessed any others. They claim that peanut butter was invented by a black, but that is another falsehood. That's another fabrication.
Same way,
the word Jew, which is a perversion of the word Judah. There was no J in the English alphabet. It is Yah, Huda. Those who pray, or Yahudim in the plural, those who praise Yah. And the Jew, quote unquote, do not praise or use the name Yah or Yahweh.
That's right.
They worship another god, Halel.
Mm-hmm.
They do not worship Yahweh, and that's why they hate Yahshua, because that means Yah is salvation. And all through the Old Testament says, I am your Redeemer, I am your Savior. He is Yah in the flesh of a man, in order to shed the blood, because there is no remission of sin without the shedding of blood. That's one of his rules.
Okay.
He shed his own blood that he inhabited in that body and thus redeemed Israel, and only Israel. The others are not redeemed.
Yes.
He is not their redeemer. Yah is everybody's divine being, because he is the only divine being. But Yahshua was created by Yah from a virgin. He said, Miriam, you're pregnant. Poof.
All right.
And that Jew has no meaning. It's a word that has no meaning. Adolf Richter is right. It has no meaning. It's a fake word for fake people trying to steal our birthright. So that's fake.
Right.
All fake.
Right.
Fake, 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 fake. Shake your booty.
Right.
Shake your booty. Never mind.
That's right.
But
okay.
It's another machination of the liars from their father of lies trying to steal the birthright of true Israel. Their father was a liar from the beginning. They are children of lies. That's what they do best. They lie.
Okay. All right. Genesis 2:16. This addresses the question asked by Seven of Some a bit earlier. And Yahweh commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat. Now, we talked about the word tree and how the trees can be literal or metaphorical, depending upon the context of the statement. But the word eat is, it's kind of a slightly different. It can be literal and can be figurative. Eat can be taken literally or figuratively, meaning to partake.
Okay, now when it says of that tree of the knowledge of good and evil, you shall not eat of it.
Right.
Nor shall you touch it. That is naga, and that means touch sexually.
Right, right.
That has a sexual connotation to it. Not the physical eating of fruit. The laying with and sexual touching with that forbidden seed line.
Yes. By the word. By the way, the word naga in Sanskrit means fallen ones.
Yes.
Or demon. You know. I mean, this really ties in together with the Bible. It really does.
Correct.
Okay.
Nakash.
Okay. Naga Nakash. And even in the German language, Nacht is a derivative of that, meaning naked. Okay. Mm-hmm. Nacht. Yeah. So you have Satan and Eve getting naked. That's what
they were called the Naganim.
Uh-huh.
The fallen ones.
Right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, these meanings are, you know, with us in all these different languages and have roughly the same meanings.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? That should tell us something. But nobody in the modern world pays attention to linguistics, right?
Well, it's too much like work.
You know? Yeah, right. You have to do research. Okay? Okay, so, and as you just said, one of the meanings refers to eating food. It also means to lay with sexually. Okay.
Depends on the context of the passage.
Yes.
And Adolf Richter puts in Naga in Russian means naked.
Okay. Yeah.
Bada bing, bada boom.
Right. Yeah. So virtually every language has this relationship to Nachash and Eve getting naked. Right. Okay. All right. So let's see. The trees of knowledge and good and evil were racial trees. Other species and races that were the offspring of the fallen angels. Very good. Okay.
Yes, they were busy perverting.
Right.
The creatures that lived on this planet. That's where the other races came from.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They didn't come from Adam and Chawa. It's not Eve. It's Chawa.
Right.
Which means it comes from Kaya.
Right. So Ava Gardner, Ava is closer to Hava than Eve. Ava Gardner. I was wondering why she pronounced it Ava. But that's the European pronunciation is Ava. Okay. And verse 18, and Yahweh God said, it is not good that the man should be alone. I will make him an helpmeet for him. Well, how's he going to reproduce if he doesn't have a wife, right? So, okay. Note.
Right, and he
Go
took
ahead.
Part of that rib. Now, that he took a piece of the short rib, and the short rib is the only organ in the human body that if a piece of it is cut out, it will regenerate. None of the other organs will do that, but that rib will do that.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Okay.
And that rib is specifically in the side. It does not come all the way around the front. That's the short rib.
Okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The bottom rib.
Right.
And that will
yeah.
regenerate.
And the ribs are the foremost producer of, the blood cells. Okay.
Right.
What do you call that? People will eat, to suck it out of the bone. Marrow is the word
marrow,
I'm trying to think.
Yeah.
Marrow. Yeah, yeah. Okay. All right, so verse, now note, Adam was not mortal at this time. He was designed to be immortal, okay?
Correct.
He was still at this point in time in his immortal body, Shekinah glory. He was the
Correct.
Only man with the DNA and the spirit of Yahweh, and that is absolutely right. See,
yeah, absolutely.
The Judeos make no distinction between Ha-Adam in Genesis 2 versus the Adamic race in Genesis 1.
Well, they don't even mention Adam. They say man.
Right.
Mm-hmm. One size fits all.
Right.
Well, not so.
It's just like slippers, right? Okay. Verse 19, and out of the ground Yahweh formed every beast of the field. And here, beast here is, again, Sheah. Okay. Every fowl of the air. And excuse me. Adam kind is never referred to as a beast. Oh, but the other hominids are referred to by this word, beast. So whenever you see...
Well, that is nefesh chaya,
mm-hmm.
a breathing creature having life.
Mm-hmm.
That's what that means.
It's a very general... Yeah, it's a very general term.
It's a nefesh chaya. The beast of the field or the beast of the land, they can be two-legged, they can be four-legged.
That's right. But the Bible never uses that terminology to refer to Adam. It's always to other species that are referred
correct.
To by that combination of nefesh kaya. Okay? So,
right.
and, all right. Psalm 8:6, thou madest him to have dominion over the works of thy hands, and that's only the Adamic species and none other. Thou hast put all things under his feet. However, we are now living in the days, and up until the Rothschilds came along, in around 1800, the white race did dominate the planet, no doubt about it. And we were actually the most populous race up until World War I, when our numbers began to decline. But right now we're under the curse of Isaac's prophecy to Esau, way back in Genesis 26, I believe, where he says to Esau that you shall one day have the dominion over your brother Jacob. Okay?
You will rise very high until Yahweh decides to make you very low.
That's right. That's right. And so we're still living.
He's going to put the old Obadiah on you.
Right? But it was Isaac, our ancestor, who made this prophecy, and none of the Judeo churches pays that prophecy any heed whatsoever. Okay? So it just shows you how little they understand of the scriptures. They understand virtually nothing of prophecy because they misidentify Israel and equate it to the Jews, right? Okay? And 2:20, and Adam gave names to all cattle and to the fowl of the air and to every beast of the field, but for Adam there was not found an helpmeet for him. Okay, so we see that he is the first botanist giving names probably to butterflies, who knows? But certainly the fowl of the air and to the earth flying creatures and walking creatures. He gave them names. All right, so... no other creature had ever done anything like this. So again, it just shows the special spirit that Adam had. Okay? Beast of the field is a metaphor for the non-Adamic men of other races. No helpmeet could be found for Adam outside his own species, since he was the only divine that is immortal at the time. Okay, so Yahweh had to do something to special to form Eve as well. Okay, all right, 2:21. Let's see how much time. Well, less than 4 minutes. And Yahweh God caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam, and he slept. And you already talked about this, the short rib. Rib is tzila, meaning side. It is used in Exodus. Yes. Yeah, tzela. In Exodus, used for the ark, tabernacle, location, corner, and side of a hill. In Kings, it is used for chambers, boards, planks. In other words, there's more being said here about Eve than simply rib. This was the only place in Scripture where tzela is translated as rib. So it should be side. In other words, that Eve is his complement. That she is to be his complement. C-O-M-P-L-E-M-E-N-T.
Right, that
complement.
That particular rib is very high in blood-producing cells and DNA. And
right.
He needed that DNA to form the helpmeet.
Right. Yes. And so this is pretty much, again, we're only talking about the Adamic species here. The other species were already created, and nothing special was done to them. And they actually fall under our dominion when Yahweh's order hasn't been tampered with. Okay?
That is right? Correct.
Okay.
Yahweh's order of arrangement, which is what the world means, order of arrangement. Tabel means the planet.
Okay? Uh-huh. Okay.
And the other is a different word. So.
Yes.
But we're running out of time here. It's almost, it's 9:57, so.
Yeah. We're about halfway through.
We're going to do the rest of this next week.
Yeah.
May Yahweh bless and keep you. And we thank you for listening here.
Yeah.
So,
praise Yahweh, pass the ammunition.
Yes,
and,
sir.
This is Eurofolk Radio, the only Christian identity radio network in the world, in the universe.
That's
right?
It. And we're right? Making a dent. They hate it.
Yeah, right. Right. Yeah, right.
Too much fun.
Yeah. Well, we're still on the air. They've been trying to take us off, but they've been doing everything possible. But even if we, can't sell a damn thing, we'll stay on the air. We'll do everything we possibly can to stay on the air. All right. Okay. And so I really have a feeling that 2019 is going to be a whole lot better than 2018, which has been a year of problems. You know, David James had no internet.
It's going to be a hot year, too.
Yeah.
Watch. keep your powder dry and be observant and protect yourselves out there.
Yes.
Self-defense is not a crime.
That's right. Well, in other countries it is. Right. But in America, it's still your right to defend yourself. And, the Jews and the commies are trying to change it as we speak. So, thanks for listening. Good job, Brother Hebert, on this article. And I love the selection of articles you have in the left-hand column. And Satan, serpent, devil, prophets, Pharisees. Looks like really good stuff. What is a Christian? Is there a Christian in this world? Will I find faith in the earth? Well, will he? Not from the Judeo-Christian, he won't. All right, folks, thanks for listening. Take care, and we'll see you Sunday for Bloodline. So take care, and Yahweh bless.
Yahweh bless.